Good morning. Welcome out this morning. Thank you for coming. Let's begin this morning with a word of prayer. Thank you, Father in heaven, for this beautiful morning you've given us. I pray that you would be with us as we worship here. May your presence be felt. I pray that you'd be with me as I speak, and may the words that come forth would be from you and be an inspiration to each one here. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. So, in the course of life, in your Christian walk, sometimes, at least for myself, I feel like I can get maybe a little bit lose focus or get distracted. Things that maybe I just need to be re-inspired. So if you're here this morning and you feel like it's that church last month, that church last week, church again today, but you feel like maybe your Christian walk is just needing a boost, that is what I hope to inspire you with this morning. Let's turn to Hebrews 12. Here Christ likens our walk with the Lord as a race, and that's what I want to look at. Hebrews 12, 1 through 6. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against him, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint thou when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he loveth. I want to read verse 'Let us run with patience.' Other versions say endurance. For a title this morning, I want to talk about run the race that is set before you. Another word for patience there would be endurance. I like to think of it that way. Run and continue going. So if you're to join the Olympic race, first thing you have to identify with your group or whatever. If you're going national, you'd have to be an American citizen to run as representing America. So first thing you need to do in joining God's race is, first of all, you have to be a citizen. You have to be Christ. You have to be born again in Christ's Son. Second, you will need to adhere to the rules. Christ has a set of guidelines, often through the church. You will need to stay inside your running lines as you run. Like I said, things that are set by the church, things that are in the Bible. You will need to be fit. Use the Bible. Pray. And practice them. Those things are what make you a fit Christian. Lay aside things that distract you. Runners typically don't run with a backpack full of goodies. Sometimes this can even be good things that get in the way of your performance for Christ. Listen to your instructor. Follow the example of those who finish successfully. On before me has gone many great examples, some in the Bible, some I know personally, that they I like to see as my instructor. And also you can see Christ as your instructor. Run together as a church with close friends that encourage you and help you. Work as a team. In a game like this, there's going to be there's going to be pews full of many people in the bleachers. They are the people that you come across your day to day. Inspire them to join with you. May they see your performance for Christ and glorify God. I like the verse that says, that they may see your good works and glorify God. Keep your eyes on the mark. You have eternal life to win. May this inspire you to bring those people. So now I went through a list of things that put you in the race. So where are you on this race? Maybe you never started. If God has called you to join his family, join today and start running the race. Maybe you're at a point where you're just simply exhausted. Everything has fallen apart. You feel like you can't take another step. In playing hockey, I've seen different times where somebody gets that puck. They have the goal in mind. They're going for it as fast as they can, and then they hit a crack in the ice and they fall over, and then they just sit there for a little bit because all their ambitions have been taken away, and now they're just simply exhausted. Others, they're doing the same thing, run, fall, but their eyes are on that puck just about to get lost. They jump up and they go as hard as they can. So if you feel like you just hit a crack in life and you're down on the ice, or you've been running and you've fallen and you just don't have the energy to get up, reach out to others. Jump up, keep going. Maybe you feel like you did when you just started your Christian walk. You feel so excited. You feel refreshed. Maybe you feel like you just took a little break and you got a drink and you're so encouraged to keep running. God bless you. Keep going. I feel like I fit right here in this category where I've gotten kind of distracted. Things that kind of take your number one focus. Things that aren't really bad, but just things that have come over top of where Christ should be in your life. Where you're just kind of slowing down and you're not running with all you have. Maybe it's a sin. You keep tripping and you're just discouraged because you feel like you can't get over this sin. My encouragement for you is jump up, keep going. Look to those around you for help. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I'm encouraged, by the way, I can look back over the Bible and see how Jesus came down and ran this race. These verses here, the last few, Jesus, he endured the cross. He suffered the shame, was despised, went through all that, but now is seated at the right hand of God. That is an amazing thing for me to consider. Let's turn to John 14. John 14, 1 through 4, I'd like to finish with these verses. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and ye know the way. Jesus, He was here. He was running the race when he said this. He has gone before and prepared a place for you. So keep your eyes on that prize and bring others along. Keep running. So wherever you find yourself in life, wherever you are on, maybe you have another category I didn't mention, that's fine. Keep running. Give everything. There's a prize awaiting you. Run with patience and keep going. May God bless each one of you.